So let's review. Zakta Mishnah. Hamadris ishtim lahanis loy ad lamed yoim yamed parnas. Yes, mekain yetzibi nksuba. If a man imposed a neder, a vow, on his wife, in which she is prohibited to benefit from him, if the neder was for 30 days, he appoints a parnas, a person who will provide his wife with mezainis, support, until the neder lapses. However, if the neder was for more than 30 days, he must divorce his wife immediately and pay the ksuba. The Gemara asks, Heichin matzah madura? Kol kimini demavkelo l'shibuda? Why is this neder effective? The neder cannot override the husband's shibud obligation to support his wife. The Gemara gives two explanations. One, ba'imala tzi ma'is yedecha b'rimzay nesayich. The Mishnah refers to a case in which the husband had told his wife to support herself through her wages, in which case he is not obligated to support her. Therefore, the neder was chal. Nevertheless, ma'imid parnas, he must appoint a parnas, because the Mishnah refers to a case in which b'mesapekes ledvarm gidoylem ve'ena mesapekes ledvarm gitanem. Her ma'is yedayim are sufficient for her primary needs only, but are not sufficient for the minor necessities. Now the question reappears. Hani dvarm gitanem hechidami? If she is accustomed to these dvarm gitanem, he is obligated to provide them. If so, why does the neder take effect? If she is not accustomed to them, he is not obligated to provide them. If so, why must he appoint a parnas? The Gemara explains further that the Mishnah refers to a case in which her family was accustomed to these dvarm gitanem, but she absolved her husband from providing them. She claims that until you did not impose a neder, I was willing to go along with your lower standards. Therefore, at that point, he was not obligated, and the neder can be chal. However, but now that you did impose a neder, I'm not willing to accept your lower standards. Therefore, at this point, he is obligated, and he must appoint a parnas. According to this understanding, the Gemara explains the difference between 30 days or more as follows. Ad lamed yoim yamed parnas, because ad lamed yoim, until 30 days, people are not aware of the neder, and she does not suffer humiliation. Therefore, we wait. He does not divorce her, but provides for her through the parnas. However, yes, because after 30 days, people become aware of the neder, which causes her humiliation. Therefore, he must divorce her and pay the ksuba. The Gemara gives a second explanation of the Mishnah. The neder was chal because the Mishnah refers to a case where shehedira kashi arusa. He made the neder while she was an arusa before nisuin, when he was not yet obligated in support mederaisa. However, yamid parnas, because the Mishnah refers to a case of hegia zman v'le nisu, when the preparation period ended and they did not get married, in which case he becomes obligated in support midrabanan, as we learned earlier in this mesechta, hegia zman v'le nisu oichles mishaloi. According to this understanding, the Gemara explains the difference between 30 days or more as follows. Ad lamed yoim yamed parnas, because ad shloishim yoim ovid shliach shlichusei. An agent fulfills his mission for 30 days. Therefore, we wait, and he provides for her through the parnas. However, yes, mikan yitziv yitin ksuba, because tfei loy ovid shliach shlichusei. An agent does not fulfill his mission after 30 days. Therefore, he must divorce her and pay the ksuba. The Gemara asks, Parnas shlichusei ka'ovid? How can she be supported through a parnas? The parnas is the husband's agent, which is considered as if she is being supported by her husband. Before the answers, ba'imr kal hazon ena mafsid. The husband proclaimed that whoever will support my wife will not suffer a loss. Therefore, the parnas is not considered the husband's shliach, because kal hazon is not a direct request to do this. As opposed to a case of mishahoy mushlich babar. A man who was thrown in a pit, and he proclaimed that whoever hears my voice should write and deliver get to my wife. Whoever hears him is considered the husband's shliach, and gives her the get because yichtov is a direct request to write and deliver the get. The Gemara continues with a brisa that discusses ways to aid a mudur hana. Hamudur hana mechaver, ve'in lo mayoichel. If someone is prohibited by a neder to benefit from his friend, and he does not have food to eat, ish The friend informs a grocer he's acquainted with that my friend is prohibited to benefit from me and I do not know what to do for him. The halacha is, the grocer is permitted to provide food to the mudar, and he collects payment from the friend because the friend did not directly request the grocer to do this. Similarly, if they were traveling where there's no grocer and the mudar does not have food, his friend gives the food as a gift to a third person, and the mudar is permitted to take the food from that person that needed. If there's no third person, the friend places the food on a stone or fence and states that this food is hefker onulus for all who want it. The mudar is then permitted to take the food and eat it. Verbiesi Iser. Bisi disagrees in this last case and says that the food does not become hefker, because a chacham initiated that hefker is not effective for a mudar hanah, gezeira mishum maisa de Beis Charan, because of a specific incident that occurred in the town of Beis Charan. The remainder of the Mishnah is included in the next review.